Memorial Care Health System, excellence in healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Welcome to the show. I'm Deborah Howell, and today we'll be talking about revolutionizing the treatment of heart valve disease. Our guest is Dr. Mark Sakwa, Chief of Cardiovascular Surgery at Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute. He's also the Medical Director of Adult Cardiovascular Surgery at Memorial Care and Vascular Institute at Long Beach Medical Center. Welcome, Dr. Sakwa.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Great to have you. Let's dive right in. What is heart valve disease?
Well, that's a very broad question, but basically when we talk about heart disease, most people are aware of it being coronary artery disease. What people sometimes forget is the heart, having four chambers, also has four valves that direct the blood flow across these areas into each of the chambers. These valves can also get diseased. They can either begin to leak, which would make the blood flow go backwards, or they can calcify and get what we call stenotic, meaning that they don't open very well, and force the heart to work really hard in order to get the blood flow to the body.
Got it. That's very well said. And what are some of the symptoms of heart valve disease?
So as you could imagine, when the heart is having to work hard, it creates a lot of stress and strain for the patient. This can develop severe shortness of breath. It can cause chest pain or chest pressure. It can cause dizziness. Many patients complain of severe fatigue. They can also develop swelling of their legs called peripheral edema. And many patients also feel their heart racing, which we call palpitations.
Got it. So why do you think aren't people more aware of heart valve disease?
I think it's because we've become so inundated with the information regarding coronary artery disease, with diet and exercise, trying to lower our lipids and cholesterol, that when we think about heart disease in general, we're really focused on the arteries. But in reality, the interest in valve disease has been growing in the past few years, and mainly because we are now able to treat valvular heart disease in less invasive ways.
Let's talk about some of those minimally invasive options to treat valve disease.
Right. Well, everyone is aware of what we call the sternotomy, where we open up the entire breastbone in order to approach the heart and either do bypass surgery or treat valvular heart disease. In less invasive approaches, we make small incisions without dividing the breastbone, and we can approach the heart valve through these small incisions and do the exact same procedure that surgeons would do through the full sternotomy.
Absolutely incredible. It's a different age if you are a heart patient. Are other hospitals in the area performing these same types of procedures?
Well, I don't know 100%, but I can tell you this. Across the world and across the nation, there is very few hospitals that are actually performing minimally invasive surgical approaches to treat valvular heart disease. If you look at our National Society's database, really less than 10% of the centers in the country do minimally invasive surgery. And of those, most of the centers, 95% of those, do only 3 to 5 cases per year. We're fortunate at the Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute to have a group of surgeons who have a combined experience of over 3,000 minimally invasive procedures.
That's pretty impressive. How do these treatments benefit patients?
There's a lot of benefit to the minimally invasive approach. Now, I don't want to mislead anybody. It's still an operation, and it is associated with some pain, obviously, but the pain goes away much quicker. The patients recover quicker. They get back to their activities of daily living much quicker. They have a much better cosmetic result as well. And so these patients are much happier, recover quicker, and get back to doing what they need to do and want to do at a much quicker pace.
And I would also add maybe far less pain.
Yes.
How do they benefit the physician, these procedures?
Well, many physicians don't do the procedure because it's more difficult, so they would probably say there's no benefit to the physician. I think from my standpoint, once you have gained experience and get through your learning curve, you actually realize that the exposure to some of the heart valves may be even better than you have through the full sternotomy approach. As well, when you start to learn these procedures, it leads you to start doing other types of heart disease through less invasive approaches. So from a physician's standpoint, learning how to do these procedures can help you prepare for the future as we move to less invasive techniques to treat cardiac diseases.
Got it. You mentioned getting back sooner to their daily activities. say I'm having minimally invasive valve surgery with you, and I want to drive, I want to run, I want to go back to work. What are some of the timelines?
So I always tell patients who have had a full sternotomy that it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to recover. Usually let them drive a car at about 2-3 weeks, but that's based more on making sure they have their reflexes and they're not on pain medications. With the less invasive approach, patients are really getting back to activities at 2 to 3 weeks. They're driving quicker. They can do exercise activities like you mentioned, running. I don't like a lot of weightlifting because I like to let things heal, but people are more active at 2 to 3 weeks as opposed to the 6 to 8 week time frame.
Yeah, and a brisk walk will get you through until you can lift your weights again, right?
Right.
So this is all very, very good news for patients. Where can patients go to learn more about valve disease treatments available at Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute?
Well, I believe patients can learn a lot about our treatments and what we do for valvular heart disease by visiting our website, memorialcare.org/heartvascular.
Got it. We want to thank you so much, Dr. Sakwa, for your time and your expertise today. We really, really enjoyed having you on the show.
Well, I appreciate being here, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Remember, call 1-800-MEMORIAL to find a cardiac specialist. And for more info or to listen to a podcast of this show, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. That's all for this time. I'm Deborah Howell. Have yourself a terrific day.